Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And of course, this is season three. So I do invite you to have a look at the two previous seasons just to see if there are any topics there that may resonate with your realities today. Yeah, there's quite a few episodes there that may be of interest to you. So today I'm going to put the spotlight on my guest right away. I have Christine Devane with me. A great author. That's we're going to talk about your book, but just to talk about the topic on of what it's like to have a shy, what we would label as a shy kid, or in my case, I was the quiet kid. So how do we kind of navigate that to get them integrated into play and socialize a little bit more? So I'm going to put the spotlight on you, Christine. Thank you so much for joining me. And before I start asking you all sorts of questions, can you kind of talk about yourself and how you got to where you are today?
Sure, and thank you so much for having me on the show today. So, when I was younger, I was very shy. I enjoyed reading books. I loved animals. I wanted to be a vet, but I cannot stomach the sight of blood, so that did not work for me. So, when I was a teenager, I started working at after school programs. I started babysitting. I really loved working with children because I found it rewarding and it was also different every day. It gave you a lot of creativity. So I went to Merrimack and then I became a teacher. And when I was a teacher, story time was my favorite part of the day because all the kids sat down, we read a book together. And most books have a lot of social cues and social skills that you can talk about, whether you realize it or not, but most books do. So it was a very good time to have a lot of discussions with them and for kids to really open up and talk about themselves. And I realized when I was a teacher, there were not a lot of books on shy kids. And since I was shy and I always had shy kids in my class, I decided to write my own book. And I joined all sorts of author groups. I went to all sorts of conferences and it was funny. I was really into it for a couple of years and then I left teaching. I had three small kids and I didn't hear from anyone. And then last year, someone reached out to me. And now, ironically enough, I have my own children and one is very shy. So that's about where we are today.
That's amazing. You're busy. You're very busy. I'd like to kind of start off with just the reality, just kind of share, because I think in the family, there's usually, if you have more than one child, there's usually one that is shy. And it can sometimes, as a parent, you can kind of worry about, are they being bullied? Are they being pushed around? Are they being hurt? So can you kind of explain the reality it is as your own personal experience, but for seeing your child as well, is the reality of parents who do have that shy child that you may worry may not socialize as much as you'd like them to.
So I tell parents just to be patient with shy kids. When I was little, my mom took me to dance class and I did not want to dance, but she still took me and I sat on the side. And then one day I jumped in and I met my best friend who I'm still best friends with. And I think it was because my mom took me but didn't push me. And sometimes when we have shy kids, we push them. We want them to be part of the group. And it's not easy for kids to just jump into the group. And that's what the book shows, that sometimes it takes kids a little while to warm up. But I think as parents, we often get nervous. Oh, is something wrong with them? Are they sad? But sometimes they just want to observe. So I had a similar situation with my son. I signed him up for soccer. I have another son who jumps right into soccer. And then my middle son, who's shy, I take him every week, same thing, sits on the side, doesn't want to play. And then eventually, towards the end of the season, he jumped in and he loved it. And then soccer was pretty much over. But with him, sometimes I just give him the space he needs. So sometimes if we go to birthday parties, when we first started going to birthday parties and there were kids in his class, he would stay by me most of the time. And now he jumps right in and plays with the kids. But it definitely takes a little while. And I know parents can sometimes feel guilt. Why is my child not joining the group? And I really think that for parents and teachers, the more you push kids, the worst it's going to be. Because I remember in school when teachers would call on me and I didn't want to get called on, and I would get nervous and I would turn red. And when I was a teacher, I really tried not to do that. I tried to let kids share themselves. So when they wanted to share, they felt comfortable to raise their hand. So I just think that overall, it just takes patience. Sometimes it takes some hand holding, some, okay, well, I'll join the group with you, and then trying to back off. And for some kids, they grow out of it. But for some kids, that's just their personality. My middle son could sit there and play by himself for hours, and he's perfectly fine. And to other people, you might say, oh, well, is he okay? Is he happy? And he says, yeah, I'm happy. I like playing with the trains. And sometimes it's just giving him a little extra, not forcing him, but just a little extra confidence to want to be part of a group, so he's not just playing by himself all the time.
Yeah, and that's the important part that kind of brings me to the next question I had for you is because there is an aspect that they do need to learn to interact, even though their comfort, their safe space is by themselves. That we do need to bring them out of their comfort zone a little bit to be able to socialize. And even if they're not re ready to jump right into play right away, what kind of advice would you give? You've given us some good ones, but examples of how we can help our children get out of that comfort zone, but without having them retreat because we're just pushing too much.
I think that sometimes the best thing to do is try to find something that they're interested in. So my son loves bugs, and there was a reading with bugs thing at our local library, and I took him, and they had worms there. They read books about worms, and then they had real worms, and he loved it. And then he was so excited to tell my husband, my parents, my in-laws about it. And it really got him talking because it was something that he liked. And I remember when I was younger, I loved animals, especially elephants. That's why my book's about an elephant. But I felt like when I learned about animals, like my son learns about other things, it's something I'm interested in. So it's going to make me talk more. And I think that for parents and teachers, if you find something that the child enjoys, that helps to kind of bring them out of their shell, get them to talk a little bit more, and get them to engage a little bit more.
That is so important, and to go in with that interest, it allows them to see who else in their class or in their groups that have the same interests, and makes it easier afterwards to make those friends that you can feel safe with. I think that's great. I like to put a little spin on that because that's something I see a lot in schools as well, is we do help the child that may be shy or doesn't necessarily want to participate. But it's also to sensitize the other children of the fact that it's okay if they want to take a step back. We don't always have to jump right in. So what advice, or do you have any tips on helping us? How do we get our children to actually include the shy kid? Because usually they're kind of tucked away somewhere. You don't want to ask them to come and join. What would be your advice as a teacher and personally on how other kids can actually include the shy kid in their games?
So I have one son that's very extroverted. That's my older son. So he is like the elephants in the book, where he makes friends with everyone. He talks to everyone. So I try to encourage him to kind of reach out to kids if he sees kids by themselves. And that's kind of what the elephants do in the book too. They reach out to the little girl. And so I teach him that maybe if somebody's sitting by themselves, it's nice to go over and ask them to play. So my friend that has been my lifelong friend, she has a daughter that's friends with my kids, and she's shy too. And we were recently at a play place. It's funny, it's a sand place. So the whole place is filled with sand. My kids love it. And so they were playing, my kids were playing, and they were building things, and her daughter was sitting on the side, and my son came over and he said, Zoe, do you want to come play with us? And she was so happy, she went and joined and played with them. So I'm trying to teach both sides because I have different personalities. So I'm trying to say, okay, it's nice to ask to include kids, and then it's also nice to try to join the group.
Yeah, to come from both sides, I think it's important. But it's especially just to say, just because the yeah, they do want to play. They just may not know how to join in right away. And so I think it's great to sensitize the other kids to say, hey, why don't you be surprised at how much they will be fun too, you know? So I think it's great. Yeah. Can you talk to us about your book? I love the book, but tell us more about it and the story behind it.
Sure. It's about a little girl and she's an introvert. She wants to go to the beach by herself and read her book. And there's a group of elephants there. And she at first thinks they're annoying because they block the sun and they get sand on her towel. They don't mean to be, they're just having fun. And so they reach out and they try to get her to play with them. And she says no at first. And then after a little while, she's intrigued and she joins the group and she has fun at the beach. So it shows kids that sometimes taking that leap and joining a group is rewarding and we can make new friends and have fun. And it also shows kids and adults not to judge people before you get to know them because she was thinking the elephants were not the greatest. And then when she played with them, she realized they were fun. And then it's also showing the extrovert that sometimes it's nice to reach out and ask someone by themselves to join the group.
Oh, that's good. That's a great message for kids to have. What made you choose? Sorry, I'm struggling with my words today, but what made you choose that title?
My parents and grandparents always brought me lucky elephants, and it became a thing. I have a collection of them. A lot of them are away because I don't want my children to break them. But throughout my life, I have collected elephants, and I think that they're just wonderful animals. They're very social, they're playful, they're kind. And I thought it would make a great character for the book because they are so nurturing and caring. And so I put it together with the beach. I grew up going to the beach a lot, and most kids have been to the beach. So when I've gone to a lot of classrooms to do classroom visits, kids are excited because they've been to the beach. They can talk about the beach. They sh like to share what they've done at the beach. So I just, it's kind of all the things from my life put together.
I love that. That's what makes it so nice. It brings the book to life, which I think is great. And I also like the symbolism of the elephant because yes, they're nurturing, they're loving, but because of their size, they could be a little intimidating as well. You know, they like you say, they block the sun, and they get sand everywhere. They're noisy sometimes, but they really are pretty cool animals. And then when you look into it, so I think that's really great. Where could people get your book, or they want to buy it or have a look at it?
So it's on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and Archway. And then I have my own website, christine-devane.com. They can order it there. And then I have someone in the works making stuffed animals. So we'll have little elephants hopefully soon because since I love elephants, obviously, I wanted to have something to go along with the book. So hopefully those will be out by the end of the year. But you can find it, like I said, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, my website.
Excellent. I love that. I love the idea of the stuffed animal. I'm just a big kid at heart, so it gets me all excited. And I'll be sure to put the your website on in the description as well, so people can refer to it so that they can see. Aside from the stuffed animals, do you have anything new or a new project coming up, or something that's coming up next?
So I have a book that is in the illustration phase right now. It's on a very different topic, but when I was teaching, I also found that there were not a lot of books on grief. So it's about a little girl and her grandfather. And I was very close with my grandfather. He didn't pass away when I was little, but it's loosely based around things that we used to do together. And it shows the grandfather passing away, but it shows how the little girl kind of deals with grief and then remembers him and honors his memory by doing things that they used to do together, but she puts a little spin on it. So that's in the illustration phase, so it should be out by the end of the year. It's called Grandpa Dolly.
Oh, that's nice. It's a lot of work to put it all together, especially. So that's what I admire about children books author, because there's a lot of work with the illustration and really bring out the story and bring life to it is a lot of work. I'm always impressed with that. So I know it's a lot. It's a lot of details there. Is there anything that you would like to add maybe before we kind of wrap up on like a message you'd like to put out there for parents who may have a child that's a bit shy, or for everybody else to kind of, help integrate or get the child to come out of their shell a little bit at their own pace.
I think for our parents out there, like I said, just trying to be patient with shy kids, trying not to push them, and just understanding that their personality is a little bit different than other kids. As I said before, I have three. They're extremely different. So every kid is different. Every kid has a different personality. And I think just really being patient, but figuring out ways to let them shine and figuring out ways to bring them out of their shell by what interests them will help them. But just for everyone to be patient on both sides too, because having an extrovert is somebody that is always wanting to share, and then you have somebody that doesn't want to share, so you have to try to find a balance. So just for parents out there to try to be patient, understand their kids, they're different. Not everybody is going to be the same, but I'm sure everybody's trying their best out there to understand their children and their needs. But just to take your time with them and not push them, like I said, because I think that's the worst thing you could do.
I think so. It kind of makes them go inward even more, I think, when they feel a little too pushed. It's not a, I don't like to use the word scary, but I think that it is kind of a little overwhelming when you're being pushed to get out of your comfort zone like that. It can be a lot. So it's important to just take the time and give it little pieces at a time so that they feel comfortable with it. That is great. I could talk to you so much about this, but is there any way that actually I'm going to ask you this question because I ask everybody that question before we wrap up is what would you like to be when you grow up?
Oh, when I grew up, well, when I was small, I wanted to be a vet. And if I did not have a deep sense of nausea every time I saw blood, then I would have loved to have been a vet. But I can't, even now when my kids get hurt, my husband has to take care of them. I cannot stomach it. So that's what I originally wanted to be, was a vet. I do have a huge love for animals, so something having to do with animals, I guess.
But yeah, that's the kind of sticks with us. Or would you love animals? I always ask that question because there was a little girl that was interviewing adults for a school project, and she was asking that question because all the adults asked her that question. So she thought it was just normal, and she couldn't understand
Oh.
why the adults weren't answering. It was just like, but I'm already grown, right? So she was
Yeah.
like, I told her that I would ask
That's
everybody, "What
cute.
did you want to be when you grow up?" Yeah, it's really cute.
That's
So I
cute.
want to. Yeah. Is there a way that people can follow you if you want to share that they can, you mentioned your website. Is there on social media or anything like that where they can see your work and see when the elephants come out?
Sure. They can follow me on Instagram. It's STINED13, and that's on Instagram. And I post different events that I'm going to be at and story times and just updates about what's going on with the book, the elephants, and my next book. So.
That. I'll make sure to put that in the description as well so people can follow you. And I like the idea of story time too. It's so important to get the, the stories are just so much fun. It's just great. I want to thank you again so much. And I we see the book behind you there with Elephant Beach. I do recommend parents, even teachers in schools, to have to bring that into so that the shy kids can have a voice, right? It's just they'll be able to relate to those characters and maybe help them actually go and explore what it's like to play with elephants. Maybe it'll be fun. So I want to thank you again very much for taking the time and talking to us and showing us your great work. And anytime, whenever, if you want to promote anything else that comes on later, you're more than welcome to come on.
Well, thank you so much. This was so fun, and I
Yeah.
appreciate you having me on the show.
Great. Thank you so much. And for everybody watching, don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. Don't forget to go have a look at Christine's website and follow her on Instagram as well, so you can see the progress that will come with the next book. And until next time, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.